So, Becca, one thing that you know about me and other people might too is that I've been working really hard just to have this healthy lifestyle. And there's so many different things. There's the what you sleep, what you eat, how much you exercise, strength training, cardio, yoga. Like there's all this, it can be endless. So this summer, there was some things happening to me, and I was like, this, like, I should be able to take care of this just by dialing in something. And so I was doing research. I talked to a doctor, and I was like, I do that. I do that. I do that. I do all the things, right? And as I thought more about it, I realized I don't eat at consistent times. And I was like, that could make a big difference, along with the amount of protein that I get. I was like, well, I think I do that. But really what I realized is once I started dialing that in is that I didn't eat at the same time every day. And once I started doing that, I started to see some changes in positive ways. And then I was like, oh, I get tons of protein. And then I started tracking it and I didn't get nearly what I thought I was getting. And then as I started trying, like dialing it in more, right? Like some days I'm really good and some days I'm not. Like consistency is something that I've been working on. So what does all of this have to do with sticky hoe? I was thinking a lot about working with kids with tricky behaviors and how it feels like we've tried everything. And oftentimes we're doing a lot of good things, but it's not until we really dial in that we can realize, yeah, I'm doing some good things, but I'm not doing all the things. Sometimes it feels like we're doing all of the things. But until we pay close enough attention to track behaviors, we can be fooled by our brains. There are many empty promises when it comes to navigating tricky behaviors, but we know that trauma doesn't play fair. A first step to discovering how to nourish healthy regulation is to get an accurate understanding of the tricky behaviors happening in our classrooms. Use the What's Happening sheet as a simple and quick baseline to begin a conversation about how to navigate the tricky behaviors popping up in all of our classrooms. This is Sticky Hope. There's a lot of resources out there for us, so sometimes it can feel, I don't know what the word is, a little gimmicky. I think sometimes, or, you know, like I want to hack. And what I've realized with a lot of the things that I've been trying to dial in with my health is that there's really no shortcut for it. And my brain can trick me. My brain can think I'm doing a lot, that I'm being a lot more consistent than what I'm actually being, and that I've tried a lot more things than what I've actually tried. And I just wonder if this is sometimes true in our classrooms too, because we see all these ideas and we hear about tricky behaviors, and I've tried to navigate it in my room, but sometimes it's hard to really get a handle on what's actually happening.
I think it is so important to stop and consider the role that slowing down and dialing in and then trying something consistently can have in making positive change. And in regards to tricky behavior, it's critical to the success of that child that you take the time to slow down and consider what's happening, and then work alongside that child and their family and the rest of the team at the school to make a plan to support that child in working towards healing or growth or learning, whatever it is that's identified that they need, so that that child can feel success and be positioned to learn. In having the conversation about this consistency and identifying what's happening, I realized this is a way bigger process than just like, oh, that kid shouts out a lot. I'm gonna use a token system with them, and by October, they'll be done shouting out, right? Like, if that is not the reality.
Let's just like linger there a little bit, because I think there's a lot of things out there that tell us that that is the reality. And then it makes like, at least for me, it makes me feel like I'm failing. Like, oh, that didn't work. So I must not be doing the right. Like it must be my fault. So
For
I think there's some like systems out there that are making promises that trauma doesn't play fair. Say it all the time. Like yeah. Trauma doesn't play fair. And so what I think is really exciting about what you're going to share is like, yes, it's this big process. And there's a first step that, you know, in about a week can help us really figure out what system do I want to try to see if it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, it's so important to remember the role that trauma could be playing. And you're right, trauma doesn't play fair. And so there are things out there that are, they're kind of like band-aids, right? It'll get better for a little while and then the behavior will reappear in times of stress or after a major break or transition, and the band-aid won't work the second time. And that's because the band-aid was a superficial fix and the problem was still festering underneath and probably getting more intense and coming out a different way. And so instead of trying to do the quick fix, trying to do the thing that's supposed to work by tomorrow or next week, it's time to step back and notice what's happening. And so we have gone through this whole process with this sheet and not knowing what to call it. And we've come to decide that it is part of a process. And the first step is the what's happening sheet and slowing down to identify what behaviors are you seeing. And in doing so, in identifying what behaviors you've seen over the course of time, it will show you eventually what part of the body or part of the child is feeling the dysregulation. We talk about these questions that I ask my students. What does your brain need? What does your body need? What does your heart need? And I have come to identify, like, when a child is their body is dysregulated, like everyone around them knows that their body needs something. And so we work together to find different strategies that support that child's dysregulation and things that help them to feel regulated again. Then there are times that kids just cognitively are dysregulated and they need help in regulating their brain so that they can be positioned to learn and focus and try their best. And that takes time too. And then there's the emotionality piece, right? When a child is emotionally dysregulated, they are not able to do their best work and present their best self, and they need help in learning how to regulate. And so the what's happening sheet will help to identify what behaviors there are that the children are presenting with. And then it will help to kind of group those behaviors into those three categories. Are you seeing a lot of behaviors that tend to point to like a cognitive dysregulation? Are you seeing a lot of behaviors that point to an emotional dysregulation? Or are you seeing a lot of behaviors that point to a physical, a body dysregulation? And so in identifying those categories, you'll then be able to identify what strategies work to support regulation in each of those categories. That's not to say that there won't be kids who have things in every category and you have a lot of things that you feel like you need to work on. And that kind of brings us to the next part. But did you have anything to say about that first part?
Well, yeah, I think what it helps us do, right, is start to see some patterns.
Yeah.
So it demystifies the process instead of like, why are they acting that way? They say, oh, like their body's dysregulated, so they're probably going to need to move a little bit more. And maybe that movement is going to help regulate them so that they can participate and be ready to learn. Like I can teach and they can learn.
Yeah.
And so I think like that's one of those differences where it's helping teachers be able to say, this is like, okay, this kind of makes sense. So now instead of a token system, maybe there's something physical that they can do that's going to help their body.
And right. And there's so much power in the understanding, right? when a teacher can understand the why of a child's behavior, takes the blame off of them, right? If a child is physically dysregulated, that's not my fault. But if a child is bumping into people and not listening to me, that feels like my fault. So being able to understand why they're bumping into people and maybe not able to follow directions in that moment is because they're physically dysregulated, it takes me from a place of like, I'm doing something wrong or I'm not doing enough as their teacher to, I know what to do to help a child who's experiencing physical dysregulation. And this what's happening sheet tells you that next step. It tells you these strategies you can try for physical dysregulation. And it's not just one or two strategies. There's a variety of strategies for each category so that you can try the different things to see what works best for each individual, because every child is different. There is not a one size fits all, do this and your kid will stop bumping in or shouting out or follow every direction.
So if you're at the point of the year where you've got a kid or two that's feeling like really tricky, and you're feeling like maybe I was with my health, like I've tried everything, I'm doing all the things, this helps us just begin to see some patterns and approach and choose what I'm going to try and see, test out some things, some strategies, yeah, some ideas that'll help with regulation.
And the other thing that is going to be important for you to do is identify the behaviors that are really bothersome to you, that kind of trigger your bigger reaction, can feel like they happen more often. Just like your brain was telling you that you eat plenty of protein and you do a great job, it can feel like that kid is like running to be first in line 20 times a day. And this sheet will help you to slow down and keep track of how many times these interfering behaviors are really happening. And you might realize like on Monday, he ran to be first in line 6 times. And on Tuesday, it was 3 times. And on Wednesday, it was 5 times. But just taking the time to notice that can take the power out of the behavior. It can feel less controlling to see that it's not every time you're getting in line. And that's not your whole day. That's not the only behavior, positive or negative or hard, that you're seeing in the whole day. And sometimes just identifying the frequency of a behavior can take away how hard it feels. And then other times the behavior is really happening so many times a day. And that's when you need to go to the next step of trying strategies to support a change in that behavior and keeping track of it to show yourself and to keep track of the progress and the success of those strategies so that you can feel empowered and you can make change to support the child in being positioned to learn.
So you can get the What's Happening sheet. It's on our website. You can download it if you're on our email list. We've already emailed it to you, and we would love to hear more about it. I think you'll probably be posting about it on Instagram, yeah, and we hope to have more of a conversation with people.
For sure.
Takeaway number one, our brains can fool us into believing that we are more consistent than what we actually are. Take the time to track the tricky behaviors you see popping up in your classroom with the What's Happening sheet. If you're on the Sticky Hope Notes email list, this was delivered to your inbox. If not, go to www.stickyhope.com and sign up for the Sticky Hope Notes, episodes 28 to 33. You'll receive the What's Happening sheet and other useful resources as soon as you confirm your subscription. Takeaway number two, remember that trauma doesn't play fair. Tricky behaviors are popping up in all of our classrooms. It doesn't mean you are failing as a teacher. Take time to pause and remember that you are exactly where you need to be. We can navigate tricky behaviors with care and compassion. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to follow us and leave a rating and review. We also hope you'll tell a friend. Tricky behaviors happen in all classrooms. We can navigate them with compassion.